Back when he was a U.S. Senator, Joe Biden led the Judiciary Committee, and he presided over several Supreme Court nominations.
One of those hearings was in 1994 for then-nominee Stephen Breyer. More than a quarter century later, Breyer is retiring, and Biden will name his replacement. Another liberal justice will not change the ideological dynamic of the high court, but the president does have a chance to replace an 83-year-old justice with one who may serve for decades.
Who might that be? I guess the president has already said one thing about who he might nominate, so who are the possibilities here?
Yeah, he promised that if he got a chance to, he would nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. That's something that Congressman Jim Clyburn had urged Biden to do during the Democratic primaries, and Press Secretary Jen Psaki said yesterday Biden is going to stick to this promise. The two names that come up are U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. She is the front runner, and she was recently elevated to the seat formerly held by Attorney General Merrick Garland in the federal courts. She got 53 votes last summer, which means three Republicans voted for her as well. Jackson has been on the federal bench since 2013. The other name that comes up is California Justice Leandra Kruger. And look, as you mentioned, when it comes to the raw numbers, this pick would not change the court that much. It would still be a 6-3 conservative majority. But this justice would be just the third black person to sit on the court, the first black woman. It would bring the number of sitting female justices to an all-time high of four, nearly half the bench. And worth pointing out, both Jackson and Kruger are relatively young. Jackson's in her early 50s, Kruger's in her mid-40s. Either could serve on the court for decades.
We haven't actually heard, though, from Justice Breyer, so how does this all unfold?
So NPR and other outlets are reporting that Breyer is going to make an announcement at the White House today. But it's been interesting. The White House has been pretty quiet about this, at least publicly, and they're refusing to say much about this vacancy to the point where there's no event with Breyer on Biden's public schedule yet. Here's how Biden talked about this yesterday.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
So the key question I think I have is how quickly Biden moves here. We've seen a lot of tension lately between Joe Biden, the longtime D.C. institutionalist, and the Joe Biden who's trying to deal with this more entrenched and hyper-political and partisan modern Senate, you know, a place where, for instance, this would probably be a party-line vote no matter what, or mostly. So this is an interesting test case. Does this longtime Judiciary Committee chair take time, deliberate, have long interviews with contenders, really think this out? Or move quickly and try to get some momentum going to get the seat filled?
The next question, once Biden names a justice, of course, is how quickly the Senate takes it up.
Yeah, and this is interesting and indicates that Biden's Senate allies do want him to move very quickly. According to our colleague Kelsey Snell, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to move fast, and his office has floated the very quick timeline that Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed on ahead of the 2020 election, which is just over a month. But look, as the theme of the year when we've talked about the Senate, in a 50-50 Senate, aspirational goals are very rarely a reality. A lot of senators can weigh in on this timeline.